Welcome to Inspiration Radio, Growth Principles for Humanity and Progress. Join us when we share information, wisdom, and ideas how to create an extraordinary future for us all. The future is open. We together decide what will be in it. Welcome to another episode of Inspiration Radio, and today it's just you and me. End of April, I will have a seminar here in Switzerland, and it's about the true self. I talked before here, the true five self, or the really true who we really are self. And in preparation with this, talking with some people close to me about what is the fifth dimension, timelines, and so-called spiritual stuff. Partly also because of Inspiration Day, 7th of May is coming, I got confronted with the question, so, look at the news. Iran is sending drones or rockets to Israel, Gaza, Israel. Israel destroyed even a car from people who wanted just to help and bring food to Gaza. And look at the Ukraine. Especially a woman from the Ukraine asked me, what should we do? We need to fight. Russia is stealing our country, is killing our people. We don't do anything. We don't go to them. They come to us. And yeah, we need to fight back. Otherwise, they kill us. What would you do if someone come in your apartment and wants to kill you? I hope you will protect your family and shoot back. So, difficult and not so easy to explain if someone is really in the stressy situation. It's always difficult to talk to someone about healthy food when it's already on the or in the emergency room, and yeah, we need to see how we can stabilize him and get him out. But I will try to make a point what we could and all should do different in looking at this. In this seminar, we will talk a lot about what is the universe, the quantum soup, the consciousness, the frequencies. So if we understand that everything is frequency and it carries a kind of information, and this information is depending on our intention. And I know it's very difficult, and I had a lot of situations in my life, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of downs, stressy. I come also from the past with judging people, blaming people, and not enough awareness to understand what really happening. Why are people having wars? If we go on the non-duality level, if we go to the consciousness, so all our true selves and souls, then we wouldn't do this. We would understand that what Jesus tried to express and others express, and know the modern scientists also say, we come all from one source, and if we go back, we are all one. But in between, we are still all one, even if our perception is a feeling we are separate and we are really a really separate entity. And we talked a lot here also that, especially in the childhood, We were programmed, you are this, don't ask too much. We are coming in a programmed world that it's easy to disconnect from spirit. And with the word winspiration, we want also to really make clear, always be in spirit, inspired. And our true self is not the body. We are not the body. We are not the physical world. Film The Matrix, and modern science says, oh, it's all illusions. It's depending on our awareness. Yeah, but they're shooting there and people are killed. Yeah, this is a big problem that on this level we have the possibility to kill in the way that some soul has not the body anymore to walk here. But I don't want to say that it's good to kill because the soul is still surviving, but try to understand it's not only the body what there is. And as long we are only identified with body, it's so easy, and that is, if we go to spirodynamics, this is one of the lower conscious level. Says, if you hit me, I hit back. If you do this, it's always on the same level. And we just take Einstein's words. He said, the mind who created the problem can't solve it. We need to go to a different understanding, different level of awareness, or open up to kind of higher consciousness, as we like to say, but there is not really a higher consciousness. It's just that we are less distracted, or that we get more rid of illusions. This consciousness is consciousness, but we live in illusions, have identifications. And like I always say, with winspiration, the win in the beginning means really let's us really focus on win-win situations. And in all these war situations, we see that people are on the level of win-lose or even lose-lose. If you don't give it to me, okay, if I can't get it, then you can't get it. It's just not only the war, we have also, that we say, divorces, and see what people fight and do two stupid things, what is not for the best of humanity. So when there is someone really coming in the room, and Rupert Spears says, okay, it's not going into the level of fighting and winning, because then we're always in the win-lose game, and we have the win-lose energy, and we saw it always in the past, that if one country wins, it's just a matter of time when the loser needs to go up, so we need to get really revenge or equality again. Neutralizing, so how I understand Rupert Spira is, that we have a neutral intention. And that's extremely difficult because we are trained to judge, that we are trained to win or lose. And we need really a lot of love. Like we always say, it's so easy, if so easy is no war, it's so easy to say, love is so strong. The strongest power is love. So for sure we can see in these war times there is a lack of love. Because Jesus said, love your enemy. Okay, we see how much hate it is. If Iran hates Israel, or Hamas Israel, or Israel let's say, the government, not everybody, like we just had here on UK Health Ready, Molidor from Israel, who is really working and creating a huge piece and helping organization. So it's not just simply as always, the generalizations is always wrong. Also in the news, it's always who is winning, who is losing. So if we create this energy field and we are identified with this energy field, we never can get out. We will never come to a different solution. And I can see it in my personal way on transformation, and I know how tough it is. And like the Sufis say, you need to die before you can live, but maybe not that physically, but the identification, my ego needs to die to create on the next level the solution possibility. How can we really love the animal? So how can we really love the enemy and protect ourselves? But just start, if you see Iran, if you see Gaza, if you see Netanyahu, if you see Putin or whoever it is, can we love them all? Can I love the Israelis and the Iranians, the Russians and the Ukrainians? And that is the first challenge we have. If someone comes with violence, how can I love this person? Because I said in the childhood we grow up and says, you are not okay. So we also believe directly, we're trained, if someone is doing something what we don't like, this person is not okay. So, and if I understood the words from Jesus, and if I understand it from the frequency level, if I can love the enemy, I need to be on a frequency of love. That doesn't mean that I'm not capable to do something on the physical level. So my understanding also from the classical martial arts masters, they are trained to fight and they're expert. It's so hard to win against them. But their energy is not win-lose. Their energy is best perfection in what they do and maybe defend, but not win-lose. So the martial art master can protect himself or others without going in a blame game, without hating the enemy, still with the possibility to love. I spend a lot of months now in South Africa, and especially in Cape Town area, and confronted with the work of Nelson Mandela. I made here an interview also with Mark Peters, who were closer to Mandela, made the photos, a famous photo with the fist when Mandela came out of prison. And this one person was capable, when all the hate was in the country, when everybody expected now it goes the other way around, that now the black dominates the whites and so on, that he transformed himself so much on a loving and understanding level that he could unite the country. One man could do that. Okay, I don't see in Russia, in the US, in Israel, wherever, a kind of leader like Mandela, who is so strong in principles and can really bring parties together. But why could he do this? What was working? And my strong belief is, even if I not personally met him, or people who met him gave me the feeling or the idea, if you're around such a person, you feel the difference, or let's say your soul feels the difference. So if we are capable from talking from the level of love, then we have a better chance to reach the heart of others. And then something is happening. I don't really understand the energetic reasons how it works, going back to martial art people, because I know there are masters. I saw one, and you can find in YouTube, I guess, videos. There is a martial art master, and he can say to people, come and hit me. Yes, come and hit me. And those who try to come and hit him with the fist, in the face, or wherever, when they come with the energy to hit him, something happens. There is an energetically shield that they can't reach him. And I talk with Master how this works. Also, when he had different kind of strengths tests that nobody could really lift him up or whatever. How is it working? How you make yourself so rooted on earth and everything? And he said, it's love. He needs to go in a special level of frequency and love. That so much love that he is protected. And this is also what I understood when Spira talked of neutralizing. This strong love is neutralizing. It's not a win-lose. You don't really be the winner. The other is not really the loser, because it's not losing. It's not working what they want to do. Yes, I need to confess, I'm not on that level yet. But I have a lot of experience, especially also consulting clients where entrepreneurs help them, guide them partly to go on a different level of communication, intention. If it's with a potential customer, is this with potential competition, if it's with bureaucrats where you need a permission or whatever. The moment they can go on a different level of communication, it's amazing what happens around them. All communications are different and more easy. And when we just go to Marshall Rosenberg, who the nonviolent communication, it's incredible what could he achieve in 1 hour. He could face someone who blamed a murder because he was an American and the other one lost members of his family, but he could connect with his soul. There was no ego fight. And if you really be there out of your ego in this moment and connect with the other ego, it's amazing what can happen. Will it happen all the time? Maybe, if we are all on the special frequency. We are not there yet. I don't want to say we are capable to do it directly, but I think if we understand it and believe it, we have a chance for a different solution. Let's think about it for a moment and let's have a break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living. A people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if this is true? I once attended a seminar in America. Bert Goldman was giving lectures about hypnosis. I wanted to meet him, and he was already in his 80s, and when I saw that he had an hypnosis course, I said, okay. I was in the beginning not really interested in hypnosis, but I just wanted to meet him. I said, yeah, book the seminar, then I have 3 days with him. And we connected then and talked a little bit more also, besides the content of the seminar. Even it was helpful also to understand more all the frequencies and how you can heal if you really can talk to the soul. But he shared, and he was in his life also called the American monk, because after being married or engaged and his wife was pregnant, he met Yogananda, and he was so fascinated that he was really thinking to become a monk. He, when I say only 3 months, he was around Yogananda. In books, left his body. And Bert told me, even 2 years after not being together with Yogananda anymore, after being only 3 months with him, that he couldn't lie. He couldn't lie. Not that it's really interesting to lie, but there's differences on to lie. I don't want to tell everything. You can't be a lawyer in those times because you can't hide what you really believe. 2 years it took him that he could really, he said, lie again. And not because Yogananda was teaching not to lie. Just being on a frequency level with Yogananda and really need to learn somehow to come down again. that you can do things on the lower frequency level. This is important to understand. Marshall Rosenberg, after an hour with an enemy sitting together in his tent and having a meal together. What if, besides when we are not there in the level of martial arts masters and neutralizing, what if we were all, besides protecting a country, doing something, all go at the same time on a level? We love the enemy. We want that humanity goes on a different level. We don't want the win-lose game. We want to get out of it. Because if we keep this energy, someone needs to lose, always someone will to lose. And we need to have revenge. On the level of duality, we need equilibrium. So if you suppress something, it needs to be expressed somewhere. It needs to be. If you put someone on a pedestal, like we just said also in the session and the episode with Dr. John DeMartini, says, yeah, okay, then you make yourself or someone else small. How can we really live in love and fair exchange? Frequency. And this is so important. And what we always experience, like I said with the entrepreneurs, that the conversations are different. If you go on a different frequency level, then you see different solutions. Like Einstein said, the mind who created the problem can't solve it. You need to go to a different level and then you can solve it. Mandela came out of the prison and said, forgiveness is the key. But everybody wanted revenge for all these apartheid problems and everything. But what happened if we just from win-lose go to lose-win or whatever? He understood the only solution and the best solution also for his people is forgiveness, and then from now on we can live in peace. Because in my book, Better the Whole World Against Me Than My Soul, I already had this example with Gaza, that on both sides of the fence is a mom with a young kid, and both moms on the Gaza side and the Israeli side dream that this kid can live in peace and grow and live their true self, have a happy life. But if we in revenge, if we in win-lose, it will never happen. We see, luckily also, that more and more people say, be careful, not hit back directly. Let's see and try to understand. And just don't follow simply the news. We not really in the brains, in the intentions. And if you try to go in the intention of others, you easily lose. Understanding their intention is important, but not lowering your frequency. The more people go in the direction, okay, if this neutralizing is possible, why not going there? And there's somehow what Gandhi with his saying similar said, you need to be the change, you need to be it. And it's just about being in frequencies, which is so much more important. On the 7th of May is Winspiration Day. We encourage people, and in the book, The Best Is Yet to Come, I pointed it out, that we all need a day, when I'm talking now about neutralizing higher frequencies, it's not just done 5 minutes a day. It's where we want to be, who we want to be, and actually our true self, our quantum body, like people say, is there already. We need to get out of the illusion and the fear, which is only attached to the physical level, that we then can live it. But for training, what if we have one day I focus on my true potential, on my true self, and train more and more? Like we say, your true self, you don't need to do anything for it. It's there already. You don't need to find yourself, just get out of the illusions. Then you are there already. That's why also self-development is not possible, because the self is already super good. Nothing to develop. And if you get rid of illusions, deceptions, more and more, what's left will be the truth. And you see, every dictator has a problem with the truth. In this way, you see, a dictator is a powerful ego. But it's the same with all of us. There where our ego rules, we are at least little dictators. And if we're stuck with it, if we're identified with it, we can't come to a solution. And here I want also to come to the point of the topic, timelines. More and more people talk about timelines. So, quantum physics, we have this space-time idea. Is time an illusion? Is time real? So can we have more timelines? What does it mean? Okay, if we really understand everything, what we experience is our reality, how we experience it. And it's not an absolute reality. It's always our reality. Nobody has exact the same. So that's in quantum physics, we say the observer decides the outcome of something, that the observer creates the experience. So if I observe different things, if I'm on a different frequency level, I can't experience the same. It's like a radio. If you change the frequency, you get different music. The other the radio stations are still there, but you can't hear them because you're on a different frequency. And this is partly of the same with these timelines. You go, normally we say, on a higher frequency, but if you go on a different timeline, so where we not have just the past and the future, but if you imagine this with the past and the future, and here's the here and now, behind symbolic, is behind you is the past and in front of you is the future. What if, like an elevator, you go up to a different floor, and there, on the horizontal level, you have a different past and a different future. And that's what we always say when you say, I have a future, you. And if you decide to go on a totally different timeline, you have not simply a new future, you have also a different past. So the old past never controls your future, never ever, because if we look at it very clearly, there is no past. We always live in the here and now, but we can, with our mind, think past. But we can't go there. The past is not existing. We can take events and be stuck in those events with our mind. We have those patterns. But the moment you discover the patterns, the more you realize and wake up, oh, I'm always in the here and now. I need to think about the past, or I need to think about the future. Then you know you're in the here and now. And then there is not really something to let go. There is not really this past you let go, or a past who dictates your future. No, it's always your present thought. And if you're aware of your thoughts, then it comes to choice. Then it's a choice. And this choice is possible also to go on a different frequency. And if it's now like the science says, okay, are there metaverse, not just one universe or more verses, yeah, metaverse, and it's depending on our consciousness, like Bert Goldman always talked of different universes and had twin brothers. So if you look at his life, in one he says, no, I'm a super painter, I'm the musician, photographer, and he stepped into this frequency and made incredible work. So he could change it. And some people I heard, for example, someone who rescues people out of war zones, he lives in a different time zone and he can rescue people, even if there is war, going through scenes, where other people are fighting and nothing is happening. This is also maybe something like, I guess it was Brendan Bays who created The Journey, who said there was fire or earthquake in California and a lot of houses around her were burnt down or destroyed. Only her house was standing. Even the whole building can profit from the frequency. So then comes the question, can you believe this all? Because if you can't believe, you will have a hard time to go on a different frequency. So reflect. Let's make a short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So what if, and this is a wonderful question, what if we can all bring humanity to a different level of quality, how we live, by increasing our awareness, going on, like we say, higher frequency, that we can start love. Let's say first, different opinions, people who are different, look different, have different ideas, different goals. And that is another part with loving your enemy. Because if you, with all your systems, all your chemicals, on the level of love, and something is happening from the outside, for example, someone wants to break in your house, or it is war, whatever, are you the victim who need to change the frequency in yourself? Yes, it can be necessary to move, go somewhere else. Dalai Lama needed to leave Tibet. But does he now need to hate those who forced him to leave? That's what's happening in his body is still what he decides. And the famous Viktor Frankl, who was in cassettes in the Nazi regime and became in Vienna then a very famous psychotherapist and wrote the book In Search of Meaning, he said, okay, they had the power to bring my body physically somewhere and hold it somewhere, but they had no power over me inside. And that is what we all need to learn first. And we can't act in war situations, right, if we're in daily life are easily triggered by someone. Only if I can really use my inner free space to decide how I want to respond, that I reduce reaction. Because if I'm automatically reacting, always those who act decide what I will do. And then it's not really a free will, it's just reflex. So it starts that we use our free space and what we want. And we could all, in the Western world, there's a lot of demonstrations on the streets for everything, but so far, not for peace. We're discussing in parliaments how much money we give to Ukraine or ever, how we handle now our relationship to Israel, but we don't see the souls in parliament or on the street really going on an energy level of we want peace, we want a different quality in living. Because it's not a one-way war, based on how we do business. Everything will change if we are for fair exchange and stop win-lose. But if you really imagine, there will be competition to be better, but not to win-lose. There will be competition to win-win, it's possible, but not because of win-lose. And that's what the Winspiration Day is all about, the 7th of May. So if some of your thoughts here, you say, okay, I agree to it, but I want to train it and learn it and develop it, the 7th of May is the super day for it. Mark it in your calendar, and every year, you, your family, your friends, just really focus one day a year. What is your true purpose here? Why are you really on planet Earth? What is it what you really, really want? And what actions do you take? And what is in your highest interest for your soul? So be winspired. And the best will come.
Thank you for being part of our journey towards a better planet we. For more information about Winspiration and ways to connect, visit us on the UKL's radio platform under the presenter section of Wolfgang Sonnenburg and explore Wolfgang's YouTube channel. Be winspired.